USA News, I'm Jeremy Scott. Palestinians in northern Gaza are fleeing in a mass exodus after Israel gave 24 hours notice for more than 1 million residents to leave and head south before an expected ground offensive. Hamas has vowed to fight to the end and told residents to stay. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel has only just begun to retaliate for last week's attack by Hamas that killed more than 1,300 Israelis and seized scores of hostages. Some 1,500 Hamas militants have been killed in the fighting. Authorities in Gaza say the siege by Israel has taken over 2,200 lives, half of them children and women. Laura Winters has the latest.
Sirens are now sounding near Tel Aviv. Secretary of State Blinken meeting with leaders of Saudi Arabia in Riyadh.
It's vitally important, and I know that our countries agree, that we work together to make sure that, to the best of our ability, this conflict does not spread.
The Biden administration urging Israel to delay ground raids until there is safe passage for Palestinians looking to leave Gaza. Meanwhile, members of the Israeli military searching for the hostages snatched by Hamas terrorists last Saturday at that festival. Terrorists there shooting Jewish people in the head, raping women, and taking hostages. At a nearby kibbutz, babies beheaded.
Reuters reports one of their video journalists were killed and six other journalists were injured in southern Lebanon when they were hit by missiles fired from the direction of Israel on Friday. Let's try this again. GOP House members have put forth another name to be Speaker.
Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan has been selected as the Republican nominee for Speaker of the House. The decision was made in a closed-door meeting Friday afternoon. To secure the Speaker's position, he will need to garner a minimum of 217 votes from his own party during the floor vote in the House. That vote has not yet been scheduled. I'm John Schaefer.
This is USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Got your glasses? We're just over 2 hours away from the Ring of Fire solar eclipse.
But if you look at that solar eclipse with no protection, you could damage your eyes. That's because the sun's ultraviolet radiation can burn your retina, and it can happen before you even know it. Get a pair of eclipse glasses or a handheld solar viewer online. I'm Corey Myers.
The eclipse is scheduled for just after 12 noon Eastern Time. Two of the big three Detroit automakers are laying off more employees due to the ongoing strike by members of United Auto Workers. Stellantis, the parent company of Chrysler and Ford Motor, will temporarily lay off an additional 1,250 employees combined. Just over 34,000 UAW workers are on strike, which is now approaching the one-month mark. Healthcare professionals nationwide are expressing optimism after a tentative accord reached with Kaiser Permanente. Carolyn Lucas, executive director of the Coalition of Unions, hails the agreement as a milestone.
Every single one of our frontline healthcare workers who were here negotiating shared stories from the depths of their heart about how for them providing healthcare to patients was a calling, and that their advocacy for safe staffing was a moral imperative.
Union members will now vote on whether to approve the pending contract. Representatives affirm that the agreement encompasses competitive compensation, attractive benefits, as well as opportunities for development and training to enhance staffing levels. I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA, or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.